K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, you are caller 20.
Oh, yes. Let's go, Deftones.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Deftones in New Zealand.
All right.
It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. More chances for you to qualify to see Deftones in New Zealand. Also, for Lent, I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So between 2 and 6 in the afternoon on K-Rock, you will not hear them. Yesterday was a mistake. In Claremont, there is a fan that pulled an autographed Shohei Ohtani trading card that's worth $1 million. In What's Up with Florida, a thief who stole $5,000 of merchandise threw it away. Not because he was being chased, because he was mad. There's a fourth grader in San Bernardino that's already been accepted to college. Also, we have the 420 catch of the day. That is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the LA Kings versus the St. Louis Blues on April 1st. That's coming up.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What a dumb douchebag.
Nope. For Lent, I'm giving up for 40 days. I'm giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They will not air for 40 days in the afternoons on K-Rock.
Are you smarter than a fourth grader?
I'm just going to stop you right there and say no. That is Drag Path by 21 Pilots on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. In San Bernardino, there's a fourth grader at Kim Bark Elementary School who's making history by enrolling in college. A fourth grader enrolling in college. Here's the report.
Are you smarter than a fourth grader?
I'm just going to stop you right there and say no.
This San Bernardino child you're about to meet is already enrolled in college.
You mean high school. You said college, but you mean high school. It's a fourth grader.
In this all good news story, Eyewitness News reporter Ashley Mackey introduces us to Honey Cooper.
Like many other fourth graders, she has dreams of being an artist, a fashion designer, or a surgeon.
Yeah, when I was in fourth grade, I knew I was going to be in the NBA. Didn't happen.
But unlike her peers, Honey Cooper is already making history.
You're 10. Slow your roll.
I go to Kim Park Elementary School and Valley College.
Honey is a dual enrollment student at Kim Park Elementary and San Bernardino Valley College.
She goes to elementary school and college at the same time.
Something that her teachers and principals say is unheard of.
It's extremely rare. And so what I love about Honey doing this and starting this is she's paving the way. She's opening the doors for everybody else because...
Let me just butt in here again. It's not for everybody. Every fourth grader is not going to go to college. We can just admit she's special. She's incredible, right? We don't all have to put that pressure on ourselves.
I think so many of us didn't even think that this was a possibility, didn't even think that it was something that could be done, an elementary student enrolling dually in college.
Yeah, when I was in fourth grade, I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
This can help kids, parents, and even teachers to help so anyone can do what I'm doing right now.
Just going to say it. I couldn't have done what you're doing right now.
She participates in theater, enjoys reading, and like other 10-year-olds, she loves to spend time with friends and family, something her mom says is very important.
We don't allow phone screen time at our home.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather be dumb. We are doing a drawing on Monday morning to send somebody to New Zealand to see Deftones. Get your name on the list that he's going to draw from in about 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Felicia.
Felicia, you're caller 20.
Oh, shut up.
You are caller 20. That means they're going to do a drawing on Monday morning, send somebody to New Zealand to see Deftones, and your name will be in the drawing.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. Thank you so much.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. On Monday, we are doing a drawing to send somebody to New Zealand to see Deftones. Felicia just got her tickets. I mean, she didn't get tickets. She's on the standby boarding list, and we're going to give you another chance coming up on the world-famous K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Dude, this morning, a Jacksonville man is facing felony charges for stealing nearly $4,000 of premium meat.
I've got $4,000 of premium meat right here.
What is wrong with you?
How much time do you have?
from two different Publix locations in Palm Coast. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office arrested a man identified as Reyna after finding his car. Deputies say that there's surveillance footage of him at two different locations within 20 minutes on January 5th.
This dude was on a mission, two straight Publix stores, which is like a grocery store, stealing premium meat.
The first store, stealing over $1,500 in premium beef and lamb. The second stop, over $2,000 worth of pork, top sirloin, brisket, tenderloin, and even personal care items.
Is this guy getting ready to go on the lam? Pun not intended. I am off the grid. I must eat meat.
So after the arrest, he told deputies that he drove straight to his girlfriend's house after leaving the stores, only to find her cooking with another man.
The dude stole thousands of dollars of meat, went straight to his girlfriend's house, and she was cooking with another man, in air quotes.
Which led him to throw out most of that meat that he stole.
All right, this story seems made up. There's no way that his girlfriend was expecting him to come over with meat. And then another guy just happened to be there at the exact same place, the exact same time, grilling meat. I don't buy it.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
A Shohei Ohtani autographed baseball card pulled by a collector in Claremont could be worth more than $1 million. Details coming up on K-Rod.
And a local baseball card collector may have just become an instant millionaire after pulling off a rare Shohei Ohtani autographed card.
Details next on K-Rod. I have another chance for you to qualify to see Deftones in New Zealand. That's going to come up in about 20 minutes. Let's talk about what happened in Claremont Saturday night.
And a local baseball card collector may have just become an instant millionaire after pulling off a rare Shohei Ohtani autographed card.
I don't have any idea how these collectible cards work, but if they're worth $1 million, I'm in.
Video from Legends Attic in Claremont shows a moment. The card was pulled from a new pack of top 75th anniversary baseball cards on Saturday.
A random pack, and one of the cards that he pulled out was an autographed Shohei Ohtani baseball card. It's one of one.
The rare one of one autographed Ohtani die-cut card is estimated to be worth $1 million.
Who pulled it?
Steve.
Only know his name is Steve. So as a collector, do you keep it? Do you sell it?
I'm going to cherish it. You know, it's the biggest card in my collection now. So, you know, it's going to be with me. And, you know, so I look at it and I'm like, I'm still in shock, you know, from Saturday evening to now. You know, I think I only got about 8 hours of sleep since then.
This guy is hype.
The owner is keeping the card for now, but if he does decide to sell it, it could become the most expensive Ohtani card ever produced. Last March, a one-of-a-kind autographed Topps Ohtani card sold at auction for nearly $1.1 million. Congrats to him.
You get a chance to see Deftones in New Zealand. If you win K-Rock Mile High Club Destination number 7 Monday morning, we'll give you another chance to qualify in 10 minutes. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Teresa.
Teresa, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my God. I've been trying for so long.
You are on the standby boarding list for a trip for two to New Zealand to see Deftones.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Teresa.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a headline making the rounds claims Gen Z can't even put their phone down during sex. A recent survey of tens of thousands of U.S. college students found that about 35% admitted to checking social media or replying to messages mid-hookup.
What?
With a few even confessing they've texted their mom.
Mom, this is better than usual.
I know. Mom, I think I really like this one.
What the hell?
The findings were based on campus polling apps, but researchers have also studied how phones affect intimacy, coining terms like fubbing, aka phone snubbing, for when your partner is more focused on their screen than on you. So no, scientists didn't officially declare phones as the third wheel in every Gen Z bedroom, but the data does suggest that for some people, this is the norm. Dude, if you're checking your phone while you are getting down, you are doing it wrong.
Agreed.
You're doing it wrong.
Agreed.
Okay. Oh my God. Number two, a fitness influencer named Tara Woodcock sparked widespread backlash after posting a viral video showing how she claims to wash dirty underwear using a hotel room coffee maker by placing the garments in the coffee pod compartment and running a brew cycle to sanitize them. She said she learned the trick from a flight attendant, and viewers reacted with disgust. Social media rumors quickly followed, claiming that a major hotel chain has filed a $1 million lawsuit against her for property damage and biohazard contamination.
Biohazard!
Still, the controversy has prompted sanitation experts and hospitality workers to warn that in-room coffee machines are rarely deep cleaned, leading many travelers to rethink using hotel coffee makers altogether. Doing stuff like this, like thinking of, oh, I'm going to put my underwear in this coffee pot. This is outside the realm, like the scope of my imagination.
Yeah, agreed.
And absolutely ridiculous. Okay, number three. Kev, listen up, because this story pertains to you.
All right.
Okay. In Germany, you can actually be fined for running out of gas. Because...
Really?
Because avoidable stupidity is considered a punishable offense. Okay? On Germany's autobahns, stopping for reasons that could have been prevented is illegal. And that includes an empty fuel tank. The logic is simple. Running out of gas isn't an accident. It's something you should have planned for. As a result, drivers can face fines, penalty points on their license, and even temporary driving bans. The rule exists to keep traffic flowing safely, especially on highways where there's no general speed limit and sudden stops can be extremely dangerous. It's less about shaming drivers and more about enforcing responsibility behind the wheel. But I would totally be okay if they just wanted to shame you about this.
Yeah,
I would be
right.
Fine with that.
That's
so
it.
Don't take a trip to Germany. All right, buddy. I'm Megan Holliday. That's three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I don't know if you watched the Hulu series Tell Me Lies, but Churches is doing some music for that show. They did a cover of Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love, used in the season's premiere, and now they just released a cover of Such Great Heights, the song by the Postal Service, for the season finale. So that is the 420 catch of the day. It's Such Great Heights, a cover by Churches on K-Rock. That is from the Hulu series Tell Me Lies. It is their season finale, and Churches did that cover of the Post Office, and that is the 420 catch of the day. I have always wanted to go to New Zealand.
Seriously, it looks like a magical place, and if I could see my favorite band Deftones in New Zealand, I would die. So if whoever gets on the standby boarding list needs a buddy, needs
need
a pal.
A plus one?
Yeah, you know where to find me.
Would you check your phone during sex?
Would I personally?
If the answer is yes, I have many questions for you. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, K-Rock. Give us that survey again.
Okay, so the headline that's going around is that Gen Z can't even put their phone down during sex. A survey said 35% of U.S. college students admitted to checking their social media or replying to messages mid-hookup, with a few even confessing they've texted their mom.
What's happening? How is that possible?
I don't know.
I would get my feelings hurt so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I need to step it up.
I know. Well, that's what the whole thing is. I'm like, then are they doing it
right.
wrong? Do they know what they're
doing? Do they know how to do it?
Yeah, maybe not.
So if you have checked anything on your phone during sex, we want to talk to you at 800-520-1067. You can call with your stories and or text.
And the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Kings versus Blues on April 1st.
You check your cell phone during sex. What? You or your partner check the phone during sex. That's the topic.
The 818 said, I did a full-on job interview while my then-boyfriend was going down on me. I think I moaned once and pulled it off as a stretch. I know that's not exactly the topic, but I love it so much I had to read that one.
I mean, it is the topic.
Yeah.
You were doing something on your phone during sex. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Kelly.
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. You're caller 20.
Woo! Thank you. I should try it.
35% of Gen Z check their phone during sex. How's that possible? How is that possible?
Oh, my
God. It's Kevin
God.
Ryder, Megan Holliday. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. If you checked your phone, you or your partner checked your phone during sex.
And for the best phone call, we have your tickets to see the Kings versus Blues on April 1st.
All right. K-Rock, who's this?
Hey, how's it going? My name's Brian.
Hey, Brian. We're talking about people checking their phones while having sex.
Yes. Yeah. So, I was actually hooking up with a girl. It wasn't our first time, but it was our first time together. And it was kind of late at night, and it was my mom who called. And you know, if you don't answer mom calls after a certain time of night, she just blows you up. So we had to stop, and I had to answer the phone, talk to my mom, which was super awkward. But then we got back to it, and now we've been married for a year. So
how long was the break? Were you trying to get rid of your mom? Like, Mom? Gotta go. Great talking to you.
She was literally like, hey, I'm calling to make sure you're not doing anything stupid. And I said, well, no, I think she's pretty smart because she's hooking up with me. And that kind of put the phone call at ease at that point.
Oh, my God.
How did that put the phone call at ease?
So awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
Wow.
So you guys just broke off the sex. You talked to mom, then you restarted.
Yes. I definitely wanted to make sure I finished what I had started that night.
You're a good son. You're a good son.
K-Rock, hello. You checked your phone during sex?
I don't know why, but I was just having fun with this older lady, and she's just talking on her phone all of a sudden. I'm like, I wanted to say something, but I was like, you know, I didn't care. But
wait, she was talking to somebody on the phone?
I don't know if it was another guy, or I don't know if it was who it was, or like she had her son, or I don't know.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right. So when did the phone call start? Did it start before the sex or during?
I think it was during. Yeah, if I recall, during the sex, and like I wanted to say something. Like,
so she answered the phone while you were having sex.
No, I didn't care. I was just having fun, but I was gonna say something if she didn't hurry up and get off the phone. She's on it for at least a few minutes.
Wait, how long?
Yeah, she was on it for a few minutes.
A few minutes?
She was talking
That's
to somebody.
Insane.
Like, actually, I was in an alley, to be honest. I was like,
wait a second. Did you say you were in a back alley?
Yeah, I was in a back alley. I was like, I didn't care at the time because I met her. I met her through a friend at a phone. Like, there's a program, so I just took her over.
Well, I think there are no rules in alley sex.
All bets are off.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Nope. Woo! Not playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers. For Lent, I gave them up. Just 40 more days.
Nice done.
However many. I don't know that it's good that we're getting calls on this topic, but you or your partner checked your phone during sex.
I am loving every minute of this. I got a text that says, I just met this girl at the bar. We were having sex. And at the same time, I was making a doctor's appointment for an STD test.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls. If you or your partner checked your phone during sex.
Hey, Kevin. Oh, man, my wife's going to kill me for telling this
yes!
story.
Yes! I love it.
All right. So about 3 years ago, we're doing the do, and then all of a sudden, I start getting a phone call. And I pick up, and it's my goddaughter who's FaceTiming me. She's only three.
FaceTiming? Oh, no.
To wish me a happy birthday.
Right?
So I said hi. I told her I loved her. And then I told my wife, okay, let's go. And just like that, more and more phone calls. One from my sister, one from my brother, one from my dad. And I have to keep the camera pointing at the ceiling because I'm still shirtless.
Why wouldn't you just call him back?
I don't know how it happened. No one ever calls me that much, and it's so weird because I've really distanced myself from my family because I don't live in LA anymore. And all of a sudden, nothing but 818s and 323s, and I'm just like, oh God, what am I doing right now?
Oh my God!
And you were married at the time.
Yeah, we were already a year married.
And she wasn't upset?
Well, she wasn't mad, which was the best part, she wasn't upset. She was still happy because she said, I still have a lot of birthday gifts left later that day.
Fantastic.
Wow. All right.
I love it. Yeah. She's fantastic.
So it was nice. It was nice, and we still celebrated. And lo and behold, we had another kid later.
You are shaky, but she's fantastic.
True. Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there. I didn't actually answer the phone. Neither did the girl I was with. My mom brought me the phone into the room.
While you were having sex?
What?
Yeah. So I was home from college and like a high school crush. And we hooked up several times and whatnot. So I'm back home for like Thanksgiving or Christmas. I don't know what it was. I'm in my childhood room. And we're having sex in the daytime. And my mom opens the door. There's no lock. She brings in the cordless, one of those cordless ones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She wants to know how to use it to call my aunt. So right away we scramble, and now it's just a blanket. We're both sitting right next to each other on my bed. She wants me to call my aunt. My mom doesn't know how to use the like preset numbers.
So she didn't see that you were having sex?
No, we like jumped right away and right. Just kind of like blanket. And now we're just sitting there. And then I take the phone and then I'm like mad at my mom. It's like, why do you use this if you don't know how to use this and whatever. And then I dial, my aunt answers, and then I'm talking to my aunt for like 2 minutes.
What?
Oh, God.
Because she hadn't talked to me in a while.
She right. Wanted to catch up.
But you, there's no, hey, let me call you back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Let me call you back in 30 seconds, however long it takes. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
30 seconds. Nice one.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know how close. You don't know where they were. And then...
Oh, my God.
So the woman that took a call during sex.
Yes.
The alley sex.
Yeah, alley sex.
What?
So that's that's Keith. That's Keith.
Keith. Hello. Hey, congratulations. Hello? You win tickets for the Los Angeles Kings playing the St. Louis Blues.
What? The Kings playing the St. Louis? Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Have fun with that back alley sex, Keith.
Yeah. All right, our eyes were open to alley sex. Who knew that was a thing?
Alley sex and, you know, just being on the phone for a few minutes while you're getting it on. Wow, there's so much stuff that's going on in this world, you know?
All right, we have your chance to qualify to see
Deftones in New Zealand.
Your favorite band.
Yes.
In New Zealand, coming up at 6.